Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome,
Jeff Ritter.
Drinking bro.
Going back with OG Jeff Ritter.
Yeah.
He still listens to the show.
No, he's got AIDS. I heard he died.
No, he did. He still is kicking. Nope. Casey ran into him the other day.
He perished.
And says he's still listening to the show. Jeff Ritter's out there.
No, he's dead.
He's in space.
Died in a tragic car accident.
Possibly in space.
R.I.P. Jeff Ritter and to his whole entire family.
Jeff Ritter, I was told that he had AIDS.
No, I don't think he has.
He had AIDS.
I think it was a kid. He got pregnant.
He had AIDS. He died in a car crash, and then he died of COVID. Was the final cause of death on that one.
So it was a car crash, AIDS, COVID.
What's wrong with AIDS?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
We
obviously
just heard.
All
I think he's pregnant.
Yeah.
He may have had a kid. I don't know. You know. It was a cold.
Who knows?
We don't know. Jeff Ritter, we hope you're okay.
We don't. I'm fine with him dying. I don't need him in this world. We get a whole box of freedom on this show today. Lord Hot Dog is here. Dakota Myers here. And I have a feeling as soon as this show ends, Dakota is going to regret being on this one.
Oh yeah, I'm wild today.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, he brought you know Jared is going to have a good show when he brings a change of clothes.
Yeah. And you know, after I just made an insane discovery recently that I'm pretty sure the song "Bitch" from Meredith Brooks is about being trans.
Ah, could be.
Yes, you got to listen to it again.
Could be.
It will blow your mind. You're like, oh.
What's wrong with being trans?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But I just think that was an early kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that song came out in 1997.
Yeah, yeah. I'm non-binary, you know. Yeah. That's what I've established myself as. That's who I believe I am in my heart and my mind. So that's what I'm going with.
I think it fits.
he's reviewing the lyrics right now.
Yeah, Dan's looking over the lyrics, and I'm glad we have a fact checker here on the set. The one that blew me away, Jared, was Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah.
When I found out that it was about Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey from
that
Full
whole
House.
Album.
Yes.
I've said this time and time
again.
The
entire album. That has blown my mind. That's the line. When she goes down on you in a
happened.
You in a theater,
yeah,
she was blowing Dave Coulier
in a movie
theater.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know the movie first of all, and I want to know if he did the Bullwinkle voice.
Yeah. Actually, that we should know that. We deserve to know that.
Yeah.
She, after all this time, especially the re-release of Jagged Little Pill, like, we deserve to know what movie they were watching.
Yeah.
Now, I've always said I've wanted to hurt a woman as bad as Alanis was hurt for Jagged Little Pill. Like, people think Adele is you know,
broken,
scorched fire. No, listen to Jagged Little Pill. She did a whole album.
Well, Taylor Swift's done 8 albums about breakups.
Yeah,
so.
But she only dates people for like a couple weeks. And she gets real clingy in texts. And
look, I understand the John Mayer one. He's got a fucking hog on him, dude. Mm. Pull up John Mayer nude.
No, I'm good. But
it's a two-hander.
Hey, will you pull it up so I can see?
Yeah, for sure. It's a two-hander,
no,
dude.
No, not a chance.
Wait a minute. Yes. You're
like, are you talking about links or like
the Trans Advocate? They actually think this is real?
Yeah.
I did good.
Mm-hmm. Would you make that up?
Yeah. Like, I was listening to it in the pool the other day, and I posted on Facebook. I was like, dude, what do they say? What do they say over here?
You know, it just says that.
I mean, that's decent.
Wait, hang on. Wait, I was able to pull up the dick for John Mayer. I mean, that's right. And he's uncirced. Like, uncirced? That's crazy impressive, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
Yeah. Who really is sad about a breakup because they lost, you know, a big dick? I mean, I'm not like, man, that girl had a huge puss.
Well, I think everybody in their past, like, when you look back on it, you know, you remember that one where you're like, man, those tits were hellacious, you know? Yeah, like,
do you?
Hellacious. I don't know.
No, I don't know that I ever.
Yeah, because the people that I broke up with have come to annoy me so much that I'm not kind of like, oh, those were nice.
And, like, you have to annoy, like, up front with JT.
Sure.
Like, I couldn't imagine how fucking annoying these women are that JT's broke up with. Because JT's, like, the easiest. Like, you have to really fuck up and be annoying for him to get rid of you. So, like,
yeah,
you're like, it's even extra, like, you know, like us, like, it probably wouldn't take much. But with JT, like, I mean, what do you really have to do?
No, nope.
You know what I mean?
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
So,
okay, stop me. Are you going to correct me?
Do you know how if you see like an ant walking on the ground and you take a marker and draw a line, they'll walk in a different direction?
Yeah.
Jared's like that. Path of least resistance. And his, all he wants to do in life is ejaculate and laugh, pretty much.
Yeah.
So if you get in the way of that in any way and get drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
Ejaculate, laugh, and get fucking hammered. So if you get in the way of that, any one of those three things happening at any given time, and you're not essential to his life, you're out.
Are you saying that this is why it's been forever since I've seen him and I had to come here to this show to see him?
Maybe. He thinks you're cock-blocking him, yeah.
Yeah, I think also, too, I think, Jared, you're being untrue about that.
What?
I think you're lying about that. There was one time where I saw you reminiscing over nudes of an ex. I'm not going to say who it was, but you have dipped back into some nudes and been
really?
Like, God damn it, I miss those nudes.
I, if they were good at taking them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of girls aren't.
How are you? Like, we had this conversation the other day. Like, how do you take a, like, is it like the angle? Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, there's.
Like, how do you take a dick pic?
No.
Here's the thing.
From eye down.
Yeah. And it's like holding a fish, right? You got to go in close with the camera to make it look bigger. And it's just like, that's, everybody knows that, right?
Or give a frame of reference, like a small car or like a toy or something.
Yeah.
Like,
so if you go and get a matchbox car and put it side by side, that way it's just like, oh my God, that's like three matchbox cars.
Yeah.
Now Mayer's packing a four pack here. Of matchbox cars.
I don't know that it's that, like, I don't know it's that big.
I wish we could put this on the screen right now. It is, look, there's not a lot of people that I'll just openly clap for, but I'll openly clap for John Mayer's dick.
I mean, we're doing a public service here.
Yeah.
For a girl to take good nudes, number one is the first rule is plenty. Send 5 to 10 at a time.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 If you're gonna send, because if you just send one, you can't. It's like, can you angle a little? Like.
Well, here's the thing. You're always gonna ask
you guys
for more.
Are so fucking like. And then I must try to date the girls that like just got done with a guy like you all.
Well, see,
like, I think this is my problem. Like, I am now, it's making sense as to why I can't get a relationship. Because I come in behind and they're so fucking insecure and fucked up because of pieces of shit like you all.
What's wrong with wanting 10? It's free. It doesn't cost, doesn't cost anybody any more time to snap 10 quick ones and then shoot them over.
10?
And then I like to teach them an acronym we call ASH, always show hole.
Yeah. So you got to always show hole. That's a key. If you think about it like this, if you're at home, when you go to X videos to jack off, you're not. It's not the first video you're going to jack off to. You're going to go to 10 different videos.
Yes, exactly.
And then probably land on the...
You jack off to videos?
Sometimes. Videos, pictures, yeah.
Pictures are more fun. Whatever it is.
Like, what do you got? Fucking work. Like mimes that come into your fucking house or something?
That seems like a lot of fucking work.
See,
like,
now,
what do you do? Prop your computer up next to you or what?
Bonus level for nudes is if you start clothed and end, you know, with ash, then we're good.
Correct.
You
know? Yeah.
Because I like the anticipation of, there's
it's
underwear.
It's a storyline.
Now, yeah.
Storyline, yeah.
Here's the storyline I want to focus on. Have you noticed how Dakota's low-key trying to figure out if he's jacking off right? Hey, do you guys do it this way?
Why would you guys do
that? I've heard people do it this way.
I just don't know, like, how much time you put into this. Like, fuck.
Well, look.
Like, how do you go from being able to do it in the desert in a fucking porta shitter with a 130 degree
nano?
That's for real.
Well, I'm dead serious. iPod Nano.
I mean, I didn't have shit that could charge my shit.
110 degrees outside, and you're in a fucking plastic box with 3 to 5 days of shit in it under you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And like,
worst
and like,
smell of all time.
Yeah. And like, you got only a certain amount of time. You can hear the dude next to you taking a shit, right?
And jacking off.
And jacking off probably at the same time. Yeah. And now you guys are like looking at me like, because I'm asking you, well, what do you do? Set a fucking screen up? 10 videos? Like, how long does it fucking take you?
Well,
you
don't try to last long for yourself.
No, but you take your time. You enjoy the experience.
30 seconds, I'm good.
Like, yeah. What do you mean you take your time and enjoy?
So you take your time and enjoy the experience? Because I'll walk you through the whole thing, right?
I'm really confused.
If you go to a bar and there's 10 hot girls there, right? You can't ask all 10 of them to come home with you. Therefore, you're only going to take one home with you. Now, that's fun. It's kind of fun. But if you could look at the other 9 nude, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So that's where it is. So it's different things. So let's say you're searching, I don't know, man, just pregnant porn, right? You're not going to look at the first one who's pregnant. You're going to go through the whole thing. And
yeah,
it's
well,
like,
now they have, you know,
start
you can
pushing
just hold
trimesters.
You can just hold your finger, and it just gives you kind of a preview, so you don't have to click on them.
Correct.
So you just kind of go through until, boom, got it.
While you're doing it.
I have not... Yeah. Stored porn since like 2007.
No, there's no need.
Someone was like, I'd like to see that hard drive. I'm like, I actually don't have any porn.
You
should anyway.
And no one should, because it's too readily available.
Yeah.
But the pregnancy thing, I bring it up because we had a buddy of ours, we're not going to say who it is allowed, but has a pregnant fantasy and only goes to pregnant porn, right? But he'll go through like the stages of it. So he'll work it up. Like,
what do you mean? He starts with somebody getting cream pied, and then it goes 3 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant.
Correct. And he'll start going up in videos until like the woman's fucking crowning at that point, and that's when he's getting off. So he'll take his time and go through that.
That's
because
crazy.
Yes, but he must not have kids. He does have kids. Mom. He does have children.
Here's some categories I'm not sure if you've stumbled on yet. PMV.
What's PMV?
PMV is porn music video.
No, I have not. But you know what? I've always wondered why they didn't do those.
Well,
so.
these are really good edits. You're getting multi. It's like watching 5 videos at once.
But that's too high class for me.
No, I'm not a fan.
Give it a shot.
I'm all amateur. I need to hear the skin hitting the skin.
Stuck. That's a good category.
Okay, what's that?
Stuck is where they get stuck somehow, and in order for them to get loose...
Like in a well, like Baby Jessica, those kids in Thailand?
There's washing machines.
Under the
sinks,
bed.
Under the bed.
Yeah, hands
and
stuck.
And generally,
in the
like,
sink.
The only way to get them out is for them to have sex with their brother.
So I'll say this. This is no...
A lot of people don't know that about physics. I think it's Newton's fourth law of motion. I don't remember.
I bet you I have not watched 10 porn videos in my entire life.
Are you serious?
I've watched 10 today.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
I watched at least 8 this morning.
I've pounded off twice a day already.
Twice?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
such a liar.
No.
I had to stop for a while.
Yeah. Stop what?
Because he fucked his, dick
my
up.
Skin up. Yeah,
yeah,
I had some hot spots.
He was pounding off and got in a car wreck.
That's what happens. And that's also another fetish is car crash porn.
And wheelchair porn.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wheelchair, because his dick was in a wheelchair for 6 weeks.
That's what broke up Russell Brand and like, Katy Perry. He could only get off the wheelchair.
He had to walk around and with a little tiny wheelchair for his dick.
Yeah.
Super embarrassing.
Dude, when you get those hot spots and skin starts coming off, it's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well, you shouldn't
that's
have
called,
skin.
That's called herpes.
No. I was cutting some jalapenos. Like, and then, you know,
a seed got in there.
I took a shower and then that just kind of the water ran down. And then
so
it
you
was
like
just
do
full.
It every day?
What?
Jack off every day?
Like yeah.
10 times.
Yeah. That, do you know somebody who doesn't?
Like I.
Dakota, do you not?
Every day?
Do you not?
Dude, like every hour.
I would say three.
Like,
three
I leave
to,
my
three
office
to
purposely.
A day.
To go. Yeah. Like I get up and I'm like, oh, it's about that time, and I'm already thinking about what porn I'm gonna watch today. I'm like, to me, Pornhub is the universe, like because I feel like there's so many undiscovered videos out there. Like there's a category we don't know about right now. Like remember when
what
I found those verticals?
Yes,
those verticals were amazing.
Verticals are game changer on your phone. When you're on your phone and you don't have to go sideways with it, and then use the one hand to slide
verticals,
it over.
And now they're doing the VR.
VR shit's getting wild, man. Where it's like you're
so you
you're
so hold
there.
On so you would hold on. So you're telling me that you would have to. So to go do this, so you would have to go fucking draw the room out, draw your bed out with your fucking this whole process. Who the fuck in here has time for?
Listen,
that?
All if
draw the room.
Yeah, I don't
for
know.
VR.
Oh, for VR. Yeah.
And then you lay down with this headset on and beat off.
Yeah. Yeah. You can look around.
And that sounds fun to you. And that sounds fun to you guys.
It doesn't sound fun. It feels fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you understand? And guess what? When you take the headset off, there's no complaining.
Man.
The only thing is the housework isn't going to be done.
So I am sitting at a table of the guys that the women always tell me about.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
What? I'm nice and I'm low maintenance. I mean, I run on, you know, gas station food and booze.
Yeah. I run on weed, Adderall, and White Claw, so I'm pretty good too.
Yeah. Because
they're all very available.
You guys really really beat off every day?
Like 10 times.
3 to 5 times a day.
Yes.
No.
Or have sex every day. Yes.
Every day.
Yeah. Yes. I try to. That's a healthy relationship. Like, you try to keep everybody healthy, happy. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Man.
When you were married, were you not having sex every day?
Oh, absolutely not.
Let's talk about your marriage for a couple of hours.
You got to get them squirts up. You got to get them up.
If it was once a month, it was fucking, that was a good month.
Really? I've been in a marriage like that.
Yeah.
Man. Three, 4 months at a time.
A lot of people are. I would refuse at that point.
I mean, I was
like,
young,
hey, man,
so.
I can't do it.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
I've never had that problem. I've never had that problem since, though. It seems older women have it more figured out.
Man, that's weird.
What?
You guys are fucking. You beat off 10 times a day?
Easy.
Not 10. 3 to 5.
Definitely. Like
5? 3 to 5.
Every couple hours.
Twice in the morning and twice at night, usually, unless something gets me out of bed before 11 a.m., which is not likely. Cause,
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes I think about going to do it and then I fall asleep.
No, I generally line it up with my bathroom breaks. So, like, if I have to go to the bathroom, then I'll just stop it.
So you're dumping out and jacking off all over the place.
Get yourself a fleshlight. You know, that'll take care of half that work for you.
That doesn't even like appeal to me.
Have you tried it?
I don't really like it. I don't like it.
Porn, like,
it's
porn
just jacking off.
It makes me
steps.
Feel guilty. Yeah.
I had this girl.
Like, that makes you feel guilty.
This is
because you just have this fucking rubber thing.
I quit talking to a girl. She sent me a video of like porn that she watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I fucking got rid of her.
What kind of porn was it?
It was like It was
rope?
Called something.
BBC?
It was something like some cream pie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was like a bunch of fucking dudes and one girl.
Yeah. 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 It's called a gangbang.
Gang cream pie.
Yeah. Gang cream pie.
That's a gang pie.
It's a GC.
Yeah.
It's a GBC.
Here's your problem.
What's my problem?
This is all fantasy. No woman wants to get cream pied by eight dudes in a row.
I mean,
well, I've met a couple. Jared's met a couple.
If you flip that around and you say, "Do you want eight girls to just tackle you?" Like, yes, I do.
No, that's retarded. Maybe once.
It's a lot of work.
Once in your life, but I don't want to deal with the shit after that. But that's the whole point of porn. I don't have to deal with any of the shit.
I don't know,
that.
Man.
So, what was your response to her? Just out of curiosity, because when you're not into that. Do you ask her, like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
I didn't say anything. I was just like, oh, this is cool. And then just kind of like fucking my view on her changed. And I was
just did the Homer Simpson gift.
I was like, yeah, like, oh, this is, that was really, really fucking cool.
So you're a kink shamer is what you're saying.
Yeah, kink shamer.
I'm not a kink shamer.
That's what you're doing right now.
Dakota Meyer, kink shamer, dude.
Kink shamer.
All she wanted was to fantasize about getting blasted by a bunch of dudes. And then when you're fucking her, to talk shit to her about that, call her fucking dirty slut and blah blah blah. That's why.
And you ruined it.
Yeah, but that always gets held against you.
What does?
Sometimes.
I've never had. There's only one person at this table who is successful in relationships.
Who is
that?
I wouldn't say it's successful.
How is that successful?
Why? Yeah. I've been married for forever now.
Yeah, but she's just given up, though.
Yeah. It was by attrition. That doesn't equate success.
I will tell you this. The only person who, I had honestly quit looking for somebody. Mm-hmm. And then, I see, Ross gets to keep Jesse. And I'm like, you know what? There is fucking hope for me. You know, there's a hope for a piece of shit like me to have a good fucking woman. If Ross can do it, I can.
Yes. But I will say this, though. It's determining your entire life, early on, right? I got advice when I was about 22 years old.
Can we move this page? Like, I'm still looking.
No. I'm making you look at John Mayer's dick the entire time, dude.
I know.
I want you as uncomfortable as I can possibly get you this entire time. No, but somebody gave me advice at 22 years old, which is like, hey, man, don't get married until your 30s. And these were two people that were good-looking, successful dudes that were like, hey, man, I promise you, you're going to want to blast everybody out in your 20s, have a fucking blast. Your mid-30s, you're going to start to slow down.
You still want
to
do that in your 30s, though.
No. But hear me out on this. Here's what they said. Early 30s, you're going to start to slow down because then you realize when you go to the clubs, the girls who are like 22, 23 at the bars and shit won't be looking at you as much because you're going to be like 10 years older at that point, right? And then after that, the rest of your friends that you hang out with on the weekends are going to have kids. They're going to be married. And then you can't have the same type of relationship because it's like, dude, who's the dirtbag friend fucking in the spare bedroom? Yes.
Okay, so I got...
Which has happened. So, I'm not going to say who this was, but you were there.
But when I get
at
married,
my house.
When I get married.
I've done it at your house.
Yeah, you've done it at my house. But there was another friend of ours who we won't name who was at our house.
I could probably guess.
The girl brought out, she had a bag full of dildos. Remember, she had eight dildos, Jared, and she unrolled them in a towel and laid them out across the thing. And I mean, they were
What's
huge
going
dildos.
On over there?
Yeah. This happened in my house.
I've got a kid sleeping
in the other room. Dakota can't hear this talk. It's too much.
Man.
Listen.
He's welcome to Drinking Bros.
Yeah, he's cocking back that kink shame right now. He's getting it ready.
Yeah.
I mean, so do you ever wonder
no.
how many other dudes she uses those dildos with?
No, I never think about that.
Oh.
I don't care.
Yeah, Jay, you let somebody use your dishwasher.
Use
his dishwasher to wash them off.
My fucking God.
I'm dead serious. I went to his house and there was two dildos on the top shelf where
your
glasses went that one time.
I don't buy brand new cars. I buy used cars. I like used cars.
Yeah, that's true. Have you noticed the car he's got outside? It's used.
It's a 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's used.
I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know when I get married and the kids are over, I'm still going to fuck in the playroom.
Yes. I understand it.
I don't give a fuck about your little rules.
Yes. No, we don't have rules. So Jesse and I understand it. But it makes it harder when there's a girl walking down the stairs in the morning, your kid's at the breakfast table having breakfast, and she's carrying a bag full of dildos.
There's no chance I would fucking do that.
What if she had a tool belt?
Sometimes you can't stop it.
What if she had a tool belt and the dildos were in there?
Well, you just she had a bag.
It's Tammy, Taylor.
So, like, where would you draw the line? Like, if the kids were playing with a bunch of fucking dildos in the tool,
why would
the
that happen? You can't cross these.
No, I mean,
you can't cross these. So, like, so you don't know when your friends.
What if she set it on the table and the kids ran over and fucking, like, were looking at shit?
Right, here's the thing. Most women are pretty respectful. Yeah. I didn't know.
Well, real respectful. Well, first off, she brings a fucking towel load of dildos.
That's what I said,
and then she's fucking leaving with a towel load of dildos while the kids are eating fucking breakfast at the table.
She had them in a bag. You can't see
it. It looks like a suitcase.
And we didn't know.
So she's Sherlock Holmes of dildos.
Yeah. She had a suitcase.
It's like Mary Poppins. You just kept pulling out. Dude, there was a fucking rubber fist in there.
Yeah, there was. There was a full rubber fist in there. And we didn't know she was getting, like, we didn't know she got down like that or whatever. And again, that wing was separated from the rest of the house. So I had no idea until the next day, and then I was like, oh, what was that bag she was carrying? And then that's when the story came out, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the funniest shit of all time. But everybody's respectful in front of kids. Nobody's going to be fumbling dildos down the fucking stairs.
No.
You know? Like, no. That's not a thing. Anybody who's using that many dildos has used them before. They know the rules of respect and where to store them. It's like Carrot Top.
Do you constantly think of the past, the priors? Does that haunt you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm out of sight.
You know, Andrew Dice Clay used to tell this joke. He was like, look, when I started dating a new woman, I make her tell me every dude she's ever fucked and explain it in detail as I jerk off.
Yeah, I'll do that.
It's called cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah, it's how you come to terms.
Yeah, you expose yourself to the information. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to date.
I don't know how either.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't know.
We're the worst human beings of all time.
So yeah. The three of you guys are awful people. Yeah,
I don't understand.
How am I awful? I am not telling any stories about fucking porn or dildos or anything.
No.
Why do you think that's
either.
Why is that the measure for goodness all of a sudden? You're trying to draw your own fucking boundaries.
I mean, no wonder you're not dating when you have girls showing up with a bag full of Mary Poppins of dildos.
But here's the thing, in fairness, you don't know that she's gonna show up like that. Like,
that's a surprise.
No, you hope
you hope that's gonna happen. But yeah. She just showed up like that. And the thing is, Jesse and I, because we had dinner with them beforehand, because we had a babysitter and all that shit, it did not look like the girl who would show up with a bag full of dildos. Like, in all fairness, she had a great job.
Very
nice. She had her shit together. Yeah, super polite girl. And we were like, oh, cool.
She's wearing a pantsuit.
Yes. And and the next morning when she came down with the case, I was just like, I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was work, you know, work stuff like
I guess
files.
It was.
Yeah. Maybe some mortgage documents.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
Some 401ks, like, you know.
Yeah. You know when I'm coming down the stairs with a garbage bag, what's in there, though? It's a little corn nuts and mayonnaise, some chopped onion. I like to make 5 pounds at a time.
Well, I went on a date the other day, and we ate dinner, and we put a puzzle together.
Oh, boy. If you're wondering why you're not married, that's it right there.
Why?
Are you putting a puzzle together?
Man, I'm good at puzzles.
I understand that.
Yeah, was she wooed?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
So what happened? Did you guys have a second date after this?
Yeah, that was like the fourth.
Does she wear sundresses?
Have you guys had sex yet?
No.
You've had 4 dates and no sex?
Yeah, none. Mm.
Any interaction whatsoever, sexually?
No. No, man.
What are we doing?
I've done that once. I waited 30 to 34 days.
Yeah, and that turned out great.
It turned out awful. And I told you that was going to turn out awful. I go, this girl's going to be psychotic. And sure enough, what happened? She punched you in the face.
Wow.
When you broke up with her, she fucking threw a right cross across your face, dude.
Probably had that coming. But...
Yeah, girls get really mad when I laugh and don't say anything when they're yelling.
Yeah. Because I think you just said it's New Year's, we're breaking up. Right? Because you had a party to go to or something like that.
And I just said, I'm going home and I'm not coming back. I think that's what I said.
was that what you really said? Like,
I'm going to leave and I won't be back.
It's called radical transparency.
Yeah. And she fucking knocked him out, dude. Like, she threw a right cross, and that's what happens.
So
I've got a pretty funny story.
So I'm kind of fucked.
You're fucked. This happened a while ago, but it's fucking hilarious. I still laugh at it for a long time. Like, I had a box in my closet for a while, and in that box was from when I used to live in a different apartment. Well, it was from someone else's house, and it was my stuff. They had packaged it up like after we had broke up and sent me this box. Well, one of her sweaters was in this box in my closet, and I had been dating a girl for like four and a half weeks or so, and she started to get real kind of possessive, which, you know, Dan and I fucking hate that, like the jealous, possessive shit. And for whatever reason, she was in my closet one day, and I come home, and she's got this sweater. She's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, oh, that's this person's. It was in this box that came from their house a while back ago. I haven't unpacked it yet. I'll just got to mail it back. And she's like, no, I'm throwing this away. I go, no, put it back in the box. I'm going to go ahead and mail that. She's like, no, I'm throwing this in the fucking trash. And I'm like, no, this is not yours. This is my house. This is my life. Like, yeah. Put it back in the fucking, and I just took it from her and put it back in the closet. Well, she kept acting up all weekend, and that was kind of the end of the road for this one. Mm-hmm. So, like, she brought it up two more times. So the next day, I'm throwing that sweater in the trash. And, like, so then finally, Sunday, when we get in the like, final, like, knockout fight, that's like, okay, I'm ready for this to be done with. Like,
yeah.
I'm over it. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead and get your stuff, and you should probably go home. And, you know, she's upset and everything like that. Oh, and she's like, she like sees what's going on, like that I'm okay with this being the end of the road.
Uh-huh.
And she like tries to backtrack. She's like, well, let's just have sex and we'll forget we had this conversation. And I was like, oh yeah. There's a sweater in the closet. If you could go get that and put that on. And dude, shit went flying across the room and I was laughing so hard. She storms out.
I challenge you, as a man, I challenge you to walk by something that's kind of teetering and not kick it over, or by a bush and not yank one of the leaves off and just tear it apart in your hands. We destroy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it's fun just to destroy a little bit and see what happens.
So did you ever see her again?
And that's what he does.
No, that was it.
Do you still have the sweater?
Yes. I saw it yesterday. That's what reminded me of the story. I'm like, I'm keeping the sweater.
Why? You just want that memory?
It's so funny. Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. If you could just go put this sweater on that's in the closet.
Hey, why don't we, when we go back to your place,
because we'll take a picture.
We'll take a picture of you in that sweater and send it to this girl.
I'll hold the sweater. I called the girl's sweater whose it was and told her the story, and we had a...
Oh, that's fucking great. And she didn't ask for the sweater back.
She probably did. I just forgot. It's a nice sweater. It's like cashmere. Like, oh,
it's a great sweater. Yeah, a great sweater. And we got some great sponsors who put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Labor Day sale is still in effect. 30% off of all bundle packages. Get on it now. If you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or work in the government, you get 30% off everything anyways. So you don't have to do shit if you don't want to. But if you're a regular dum-dum like myself, you're going to want to bundle that shit up and use the 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And get that mattress now. It is the finest sleep of all time.
All times.
The best.
The best.
The best ever. The best ever. Next up, we got boxofawesome.com, D'Anthony. Boxofawesome.com is, it's the Super Bowl for dudes, pretty much. Once a month, your wife or your girlfriend, or not in your case, Dakota, but everybody else's, gets something shipped to their house that is on auto pay. It is a box of makeup, typically a tube of lipstick that they would never fucking wear, and they get charged like $50 for the goddamn thing. Now is our turn. Go to boxofawesome.com. It's just cool shit for dudes. You go on and take a little survey. They determine what type of dude you are in this life, and they'll send you a box full of something fucking awesome every single month. I got a goddamn hatchet last month, which is amazing. We've gotten whiskey decanters. We've gotten dop kits. We've gotten travel bags. You name it. You just get something dope, and it's worth like $200, man. Think of it as like Brookstone, but shipped to your house. Like if you were to go to the mall and sit in one of those Brookstone things and you're like, oh, fuck, I really need that goddamn Abraham Lincoln carved out Bowie knife. You know, Bowie knife.
Oh.
Oh. They'll send it to you. God damn it. They got it there. Go to boxofawesome.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off there. Last but not least, we got KillcliffCBD.com. D'Anthony, I had a can last night. We finished up the rest of our fantasy football drafts. Yeah. That's been the summertime drink, Killcliff CBD and vodka.
Well, they've got the new flavor coming out. It's
strawberry.
It's strawberry lemonade.
Ooh, is it really?
Yeah.
Shit, I just saw the strawberry. Look at that.
It's gonna be the perfect cocktail.
Yeah, look at that.
What are you? No. No, that's not how you eat strawberries or drink Killcliff.
25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. No THC, so you won't piss hot. If you're a first responder like Dakota Meyer is, you got to take a drug test. You take a drug test as a fireman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
oh, yeah.
does. You will not piss hot. And if you got aches and joint pain and all that other shit, it's great. Killcliff is the only name you can trust as far as drinkables in the CBD space. Go to killcliffcbd.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off and free shipping. Off of every 12-pack, which is amazing.
Wait, we've got Felix Gray today, too.
Big money saver. Yeah, Felix Gray. Shit.
We have some new glasses on the way, by the way.
We do. Everybody keeps stealing these. FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. Best in the biz.
They are.
Best in the biz. The average American spends about 11 hours in front of screens, including myself, which has got John Mayer's penis on it, for Dakota Meyer. And typically you're in front of your computer, TV, iPhone. It's probably higher now, truthfully, with COVID and all this bullshit.
Yeah. It is for sure. It's got to be like 14 hours a day, right?
Easily. Jared's, your porn search is probably, what, 3 hours a day?
No, I've got it down to a science. I spend about 2 minutes a piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you all adult-like.
You know they let you build a playlist on Pornhub now.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, best in the biz. If they let you build a playlist on Pornhub, you're definitely going to need these glasses. It will block out the blue lights. Because let's face it, if you got a playlist, you want to go the whole fucking shebang on that thing. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros and get a pair. If you need a prescription in them, dude, for an extra $20, they'll throw that in. They're the very best in the biz. Everybody steals these goddamn things when they come here. So we appreciate it. D'Anthony, what are you shaking out your phone for? What's happening over
he's
there?
He's playing an app. It's the dice app. He just rolls the dice.
No, so I'm on all the Biden-Harris email lists.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So did I. And we told that story the other day on Drinking Bros, and everybody's been trolling them when they hit us up. Have you gotten texted yet?
Oh, yeah. I told them the last text I got, I said, you are a lower form of human than the Somalians that were stealing food in 1991.
Oh, my God. Did they respond?
They're like, taking you off the list.
It would have been awesome if they would have responded, do you know one of those people in 1991 became Ilhan Omar? You know, and you're just like, oh, what? What? Well, that would have been a mind fuck, wouldn't
they,
it?
They were her relatives, though.
You know, I'm sure.
No, not. Don't be sure. I'm telling you that her relatives helped install the fucking like brutal old fucking warlord dictatorship that was there.
Yeah. Well, she married her brother, right? To get him over here.
But anyways, I'll tell you what I have been hot on. Oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
This email, so what they do is they have different celebrities write emails from this account.
Yes.
And this one's from Yo-Yo Ma, who
are you serious?
If I need fucking, you know, somebody to tell me what's going on in the world today, it's definitely Yo-Yo fucking
Ma. It's the cellist, the famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Here's what he says. I live my life at the borders between cultures, between disciplines, between musics, between generations, and already you can see the smug floating through the air.
Yeah. Yo-Yo Ma is really a man of the people.
And throughout my life, I've learned that in culture, we build bridges, not walls.
Don't go chasing bridges.
We need a man who builds bridges like Joe fucking Biden. Yeah, can you give us $25?
Bridges to a child.
Don't
to
go
touch.
Chasing Yo-Yo Ma. So here's the thing. Yo-Yo Ma, my guess is Yo-Yo Ma's probably 76. Do you got an age on Yo-Yo Ma? So if that's your target demographic for Joe Biden, that would make sense.
I'm just saying, I have
born in 1955, so 65. I was close. Okay. I was very, very close.
Hey, 65 is about the age you can retire, so shut the fuck up, Yo-Yo Ma. Jesus Christ. No one needs to hear from him.
No.
No one.
But like, if that's your celebrity endorsement, you're fucked.
No, he's got a lot. Like James Taylor sent me shit. Like all these fucking
really
all these pussies.
Did you tell him you see fire and you see rain?
No, I told him to shut his fucking mouth too because he's got a bozo ring. Nobody gives a fuck about your acoustic guitar. Why don't you take that thing and smash it over your own head until you shut the fuck up? You know what I mean? there's no reason for James motherfucking Taylor to be giving
you're
me political advice.
Political
are you fucking kidding me? You don't live in the real world, bitch. You've been rich for 40 fucking years.
It's crazy,
shut the
right?
Fuck up.
Yeah, that's like I made a meme the other day that was. Billy, the lead singer of Green Day,
and
then Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And as you know, corporate wants you to distinguish the difference between these two pictures. It's the same picture.
Yeah.
No, they both of them have been rich since they're fucking 15 years old.
Yeah.
And Billy was going so hard, you know, on the political shit like about 10 years ago. It was like,
yeah.
Who wants to listen to you, you dumb fuck?
Well, Billie Eilish played the DNC.
Yes. She's doing the same thing. It's like, 19? You've been rich. Since you were fucking 15 years old, just shut the fuck up, man.
It's so crazy to me, and I can't wrap my mind around it. Like, when elitists tell you who to vote for, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no fucking way I'm going to listen to you. Like, you don't live the same life as me or everybody else. Like,
never.
Fuck off, man.
Never.
Yeah, it's goddamn crazy, man. I'm sure you've been invited to a million of these goddamn things.
Yeah.
What's it really like behind the scenes? Like, is everybody just kind of glad-handing and jacking each other off of like, holy shit, we're rich and this is amazing?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what they live by. It's their identity, right? Mm. Like, showing up at these parties and, like, being able to walk in and, I mean, and talk about, you know, like, what they do. It's, you know, you hear all about them and it's like what next hot wife they've got with them. How, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a whole status thing of, I mean, it's just, and, like, that's why I didn't last long.
Yeah,
around that,
right? I wouldn't be
able. I couldn't,
because they would be telling those stories like, "Oh, I got a new fucking this and that," talking about their fucking car plane or some shit.
Showing,
like, hey, you know what I did? I had a bunch of Taco Bell the other night and barely made it home before I shit my pants.
Yeah, and like the weird part is like they'll show you, like, they're showing you pictures. Yeah, so my son is in archery lessons now, and we sent him off to a private boarding school. So what you're saying is you don't want to be a fucking parent?
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
Just send the kid off.
Yeah, a little
we'll
Johnny
have him
here,
trained.
Little
you
Johnny
know,
here.
It's, get him a job.
So what are you doing this summer with your kids? Well, he's going off to this summer camp up in Canada for 16 weeks, and then he'll come back and go back to boarding school. And it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you just don't want to be a dad at all.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't. And the wife's like, oh, I'm just so proud of him. He sends pictures and writes me letters. He's not in prison, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Raise him. He's not in fucking prison. Yeah. Do something with your kids.
Well, it just builds weak people.
Yes.
It does. Yeah.
And we're full. This country is all full.
It does. And guess what? And then what happens is he's one of those. Skinny jean wearing kids, white kids down there protest or, you know, rioting for.
Yes.
You mean like Michael Reinl?
Oh, I was hoping you would get to him today, D'Anthony.
You know what I'm talking about? Michael Reinl, he's the guy that shot that Trump supporter
in Portland. He walked up point blank, shot him in the fucking head.
Said he was doing it because he was afraid the guy was going to pull a knife. He didn't say he had pulled a knife.
Yeah. And then you can hear him on the video say, hey, it's a Trumper or something like that.
Yeah, there's another
pow,
one.
Pow.
Yeah. What happened to him, Dan?
Oh, he got murdered by fucking federal agents last night.
Rightfully so.
Jump out, boys.
Again, let me tell you another death I don't care about.
Yeah, know, right?
Well, the weirdest thing about this story is 2 hours before, he sat down and did a full 2-hour interview with Vice.
Yeah.
So this footage exists, and you know they're going to play this till the end. Because, look, Vice needs all the money they can get and all the eyeballs they can
get.
It's
still not going to save him.
You don't got to pay him.
No, but it's not going to save. He's fucking dead. So
but I don't see
shit.
Any. I don't see anybody trying to make him out to be a hero, though, yet.
No.
I mean, like, the left conveniently ignored it. So Ted Wheeler in Portland.
Ted
Wheeler's
a fucking idiot.
Then Biden and Harris all tried to turn the narrative around after that shooting that Trump is fomenting fucking
violence. Yeah.
But it was your guy.
Yeah,
that murdered somebody in the street.
Yeah, not
us. Not us.
Yeah.
Nope.
So what the fuck are you talking about? Instead of saying, and like usually what they would do if it was somebody burning down a building, they're like, hey, you know, we don't like burning down buildings, but I understand why people are mad and whatever. I mean, look, that's fine, but now they can't do that. Like, you can't do it for murder. So what did they do? They fucking flipped, right?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
changed their entire position.
Of course.
And like, started accusing everybody else. This is, by the way, just the way a sociopath behaves.
It's
self-projection through accusation. You feel guilty about something or like ashamed or insecure about something, and you accuse everyone else of being guilty of that thing, right? This is a basic psychological principle.
Yeah.
And they're doing it on the world stage in front of everybody, which is why Vegas and even Nate Silver keep saying Biden's not going to win.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a real statistical chance to win at this point.
Not a chance.
But this guy...
I've never seen so many people flip before.
No, it's
this quickly.
Yes.
It was in a 48-hour period, and it started around Saturday night, where
Even after this fucking salon thing in San Francisco, like, I saw people that have been...
What about that?
How about the White House press secretary playing it on loop in the background for the first 3 minutes and 12 seconds of her... address on Friday.
You're kidding.
No. It was the greatest troll of all time. So she walked out in front of all the reporters, and she had two 60-inch TVs behind her, and she goes, "Good morning, everyone. We're going to start off by showing you how much Nancy Pelosi doesn't think that you should open your businesses." And she goes, I'm gonna put the footage on loop. And she left it for 3 minutes and 12 seconds in slow-mo of Nancy Pelosi just gingerly walking her 80-year-old body across the salon with no mask on, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So everyone else is.
Not only were the salons closed, but you're supposed to wear a mask if you are allowed indoors in California. Nah, none of that. So now she's asking for an apology.
Yeah, she's saying she was set up.
Correct.
But it doesn't, I mean, let's say she was set up. It still doesn't change the fucking facts.
Right. You went to a salon
that you said needs
to be closed.
But, yeah. But that's the whole problem with America right now is people like Nancy Pelosi are up there leading, and everybody can blame like, there's no accountability for anything. Like, hey, I fucked up.
Here's my point, or my position on this, is I think we should do an emergency fucking legislation now that says if you are part of a city council that votes to defund the police, you then are exposed to personal liability to any death or injury or violence that takes place after that.
Yeah, get rid of
every city council member that fucking votes to take away the police department, you now are held accountable. Like, made the decision by yourself.
I said the same thing on the news last week. Like, get rid of qualified immunity for elected officials. Mm-hmm. If they're going to make these decisions that make our communities less safe, then get the fuck out of here.
But what they're doing is they're getting rid of these people and then hiring private security right behind it.
But that's what rich towns have done over the years.
Yeah, but I will say this real quick. There's breaking news here from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
So wheelchair.
Wheelchair. He is considering state control of Austin's police department.
Oh, that would be badass.
Oh, yeah.
Since they defunded
it. Yeah, he said, we're not going to play your games, Austin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, cool. You defunded your PD. Now the state police that we manage are going to roll.
And let me just tell you something. They will fuck you up.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Yeah, dude.
They're the ones that stop the Austin chop in fucking 10 minutes.
Like you you want to fix all these problems? Let
the stadies come in.
Let the stadies come in.
Yeah.
Like, even in Kentucky, right? Like, they call them the gray cars. Like, you'll get people talk about, like, oh, the gray cars are here. No more fucking around.
If you haven't spent a lot of time in rural Kentucky, like in the hollers and shit like that, I've done a lot of weird shit and down in those places. It's like a different fucking world.
Hey, what happens when the state shows up?
Everybody goes away.
Yeah. you're either gonna straighten up, you're gonna fucking get your ass beat, or you're gonna get killed.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Well, and they don't give a fuck.
They have gunfights down there all the time.
The entire left side of these politicians have made it okay for you to be an asshole to cops now.
Right.
And made it acceptable. And now how are they supposed to do their job at any point?
Well, this turd that got fucking murked,
I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, he got arrested July 5th at a protest for illegally carrying a firearm, resisting arrest, interfering with police activity, right?
Yeah.
Didn't even get booked. They just let him go.
Yeah.
Because of the mayor's policies.
Same with this Jacob Blake thing in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They dropped his priors for some reason.
The mayor is responsible for this death. Ted Wheeler is responsible for fucking 8 police officers that are now blind from fucking lasers. Like, Ted Wheeler needs to be strung the fuck up on fucking the center of Portland. They need to just hang the motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, Dakota, because I saw the laser thing as well to the helicopters. What does that do? Because you fly helicopters. When they're pointing lasers up at you like that, does it blind you? Is that what it does?
That laser absolutely blinds you, yes.
It does, okay. Yes. Because I saw the footage.
Like, that's the laser that we use to rope in aircraft from the ground. Like, people that are flying 15.
You're talking about the green beam.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fucking God laser. Yeah. It's like if a bird is flying 15,000 feet above us, we fucking put a rope, like a lasso, in the fucking sky and then point down to what we want to die.
No shit.
Yeah, that's how powerful that guy
is. Dude, so it looked like 12 to 15 of these lasers were pointing at this police helicopter.
Yeah, they're fucking trying to injure somebody.
That's you would be, I mean, it would technically probably be safer to fire an RPG at the thing because you have less likely chance of hitting it. You know what I mean? I'm not kidding. Yes.
This is one that Dan's going to, look this up. Look this up, Ross. This is one that Dan's going to freak out about. I seen something today that there is a politician in California that's about to put a law in place or a policy in place to where
it passed.
Minors.
It passed 2 days
about
ago.
About minors?
Yeah, yes. Just passed 2 days ago. It's 451 or something like that.
Yeah, SB
145.
That's it. Yeah, we did it on the news yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, so here's what. Here's what the deal with that is. So currently in the state of California, it is illegal to fuck somebody under 18 regardless of situation, right? So they will still get prosecuted with a crime. Here's the guy's problem. State Senator Wiener, by the way, gay dude. So his problem is that if it's not forcible rape, like it was consensual technically, but it's still statutory rape, then if it's vaginal, then the judge can decide not to make the person register as a sex offender. But if it's oral or anal, the judge doesn't have that option. So nothing got legalized. But this guy, Wiener, the state senator, looked at the situation and said, hey, people are preying on children, but like my gay groups aren't, they don't get the same rights to prey on children. So we need to pass this bill. I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're fucking loosening the standard on how we protect our children. Mm. And when he saw an imbalance, instead of saying, hey, we should put more weight on the side of protecting children, he said, no, we should put more weight on the side of fucking sexual deviance.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because everybody should have the same right to be a pedophile. Like, yeah. It's the craziest shit of all time.
And it's within 10 years. So if you're 24 years old,
yes,
you can fuck
14.
You can fuck a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
You still get charged with statutory rape.
So but 18 you don't years, have 18, to register 18 years offender. Old, you can fuck an 8-year-old.
No.
It's 14 is the cutoff, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
But either way, still fucked. I mean, it's.
What the fuck is going on with these?
Welcome to California. They should just let it be its own country.
So I don't think California exists 10 years from now, honestly.
I think something's going to happen.
Yeah. I think it'll either go bankrupt or everybody will just start to leave.
They've lost 94,000 since the beginning of COVID.
Oh, yeah, a lot more than that.
From L.A. County.
There was a point in time where in San Francisco, U-Haul was sold out of trucks for 2 weeks straight. So you had to get on a wait list just to get a U-Haul to move out of your fucking place.
Well, California, they're trying right now to pass a 10-year penalty if you move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're going to track you for 10 years.
Yeah, you have to pay California taxes for 10 years.
And the key is this. Like, look at the rich on this.
How do you do that? Like, how the fuck?
Dude, they're going to try to track you.
If you've ever had your state refund deposited into your bank account, they can access that account. So you'd have to switch all your bank accounts.
I got you, but how can they charge you state taxes in a state you don't want to live in?
There is no legal precedent for this.
Yeah.
They're just saying they can do it, and technically they have access to the bank account so they can do it. But if you just change your account,
when you have a bunch of idiots in a room and all the idiots agree what they want, like that this is what happens.
Yeah,
California has elected complete fucking morons.
What they're doing is we talked about this on the news 3 weeks ago, I think, but they're just making their problem worse. So businesses and people are leaving California, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're leaving, but a lot of them are keeping their rental properties and their businesses and everything in California still, right? They're just leaving personally. So if you leave personally, and you want to take all your money and not face these penalties, you have to fucking close up your business and move it to another state because you know they're coming after that, and you have to get rid of any property you own in that state because they're going to come after that. They're going to create a fucking bubble in both commercial and residential real estate and fuck themselves for the next 25 goddamn years.
Yeah, because that bubble's going to
pop. Sounds amazing.
And
if you're
at home, the key to track is not like normal people. It's the rich. So when you see the rich fleeing New York and fleeing California and LA in particular, like, you know, TMZ or Entertainment Tonight, it's like, oh, so-and-so is selling their $6 million house. Chrissy Teigen is selling their $24 million house. They're trying to make room for another baby. No, they're not.
Chrissy Teigen deleting all them tweets.
Trying to get the fuck out of there. Yeah. But that's it, because the real estate's going down to the shitter.
But it's bringing our property up.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming out. To the land of the free.
To Texas, but it's not going to be free anymore.
By the way,
all those assholes will be liberal.
We've all deleted tweets. I don't personally fuck around on Twitter, so I haven't, but I've deleted Facebook shit before because it was when I was a child, basically. Like, I was a fucking retard.
Yeah.
But 60,000 tweets?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
That all referenced pizza?
Yeah.
Cheese pizza, by the way, is an acronym used on 4chan for child pornography. Cheese pizza. CP.
Oh, God. Right? Is it really?
Yeah.
There's things
That's where that theory came from pizza about Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, pizza. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like...
By the way, how
do you delete 60,000 tweets?
You've got somebody. Time. Well, when you're rich, you've got it.
Even if you had a team doing that, 60,000?
It's a while. Yeah.
I mean, it takes...
How did you fucking
if you did 1,000 a day, that would be 60 days.
Yeah.
And that's
but
a
she
lot.
Did it in 2 days, right?
2 days, yeah. She hired a whole team of people. You can buy teams of people to do that shit.
60,000 tweets?
Yeah, that's a room. That's through a room.
So it is a specialty service now amongst celebrities that you can go and pick through all your past because everybody's getting buried from it, man.
Everyone.
I think we should go back and say worse shit in our past. Is there any way to backdate some of these tweets?
That would be hilarious.
Dude, I brought it up yesterday. Fucking Australia police arrested.
Oh, we did that on the news yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Pregnant lady because she made a fucking event on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
The event didn't even happen yet. No. They arrested her for planning an event on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's against the rules. Like, they don't have a First Amendment right to peaceful assembly.
No. That's what I'm saying.
In 10 years, we'll all be
because they don't have a Second Amendment right.
No.
You got to have second to have first.
Evan and
that's
I have talked about this. We think this is the plan. Like, they want to get rid of the guns first.
Correct.
But they know that the police force are people like us. Mm. They are not going to follow this.
No.
So they have to defund the police. They have to kick the police out now. And then they can get rid
not
of the
a chance.
Guns. Yeah. They're going to try.
Chance.
They're going to try.
A chance.
Dude, what's going to happen?
Here's the cool part. Here's the cool part about even Texas might be start swinging a little bit liberal, right?
Yeah.
But you can only be so liberal in Texas. Ask Beto.
Yeah. Until Texans start going fuck off.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at Beto. Beto, like, oh, you know, let him do this, blah, 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 blah. He said one dumb thing about fucking guns. And has anybody heard of Beto?
No.
Where did she go?
By the way, on the police thing, there's about... Beto. If you count police, fire, EMS, who are all conservative for the most part, by the way, and their families, like the 2.3 people per family on average, you're talking about... like 7 million people, give or take. That's 7 million people out of 140 or so who vote. That's a big chunk of the population, not including the entire right.
Right.
Like, it's just that statistically you can't achieve it. There have to be... This is why people seem crass or callous or whatever when somebody gets fucking killed in a sad situation, a mass shooting happens, and people are there defending the line against encroachment on the Second Amendment. Maybe it seems like... Oh, this isn't the time to be. Yeah, it's exactly the time. Because right now, you're trying to use all this emotional bullshit to make an illogical decision about our fucking rights, and we're not going to allow it, dude. Frankly. But I don't care if it hurts your feelings or not.
Here's, you know, we're holding that party out here.
The 3rd of November.
Election day.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that.
How so? You think people are going to try to fuck it up?
No, I think people are going to riot like fucking hell.
Not a chance.
I'm with you.
Yes,
I'm with Jared.
I think this goes fucking George Floyd to the fucking 8th degree.
So
like when Trump wins,
yes.
What's left?
Not a
everybody just is going to lose their goddamn mind.
So when I went to the venue, when I went to the venue, I asked him. I said, "Look, man, you got a brand new bar and all this other shit. Like we all think Trump is going to win." We are in downtown Austin. This bar is right on 6th Street.
Yeah.
It's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. We're doing a live show there September 12th as well to open up college football. We've been inside there. I walked the entire place. Now, it is gated about 8 feet around just because it's cool. Like, it gives you an outdoor vibe, and they have live bands there. However, I'm with Jared, so I go, look, man, are you sure people aren't going to lob shit over or whatever? Because it's going to be a live show. You can hear it in the streets, too. We're obviously going to go bug fuck when Trump wins. I think people are going to take to the streets and start smashing shit. He says they're going to have armed guys outside the bar. I'm with Jared on this one, man. I think they will.
So Jared and I think it was probably June or July of 2008. We were sitting out on his front porch getting fucked up. As we were wont to do.
Yeah, we were drinking Everclear.
And these children came by and started throwing shit at the house.
Wrist rocket.
Yeah. Me, him, and four other dudes, like, just had, obviously, we had rifles lying around. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Right?
Obviously.
So we snatch up all our rifles. They're running, or they're going down the street, and we just jump in an SUV and fucking jump out boys on these dudes. they were all teenagers, obviously. Jared, I think, threw a rake at somebody.
A metal rake.
Yeah.
Like, he was climbing a fence, and I hurled the rake.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I mean when I say all that is that we'll be at WTF Ice House.
Yes. Yep. You are welcome to come down
there.
And
I will absolutely have my rifle, and I'm sure he'll have his. And
everybody will. So, because we talked to Austin Talley about it, and he was just like, look, man, everybody will be armed, so it's fine. But I'm with Jared on this one. I think this will be the ultimate fucking meltdown.
Yes, there's nowhere to go.
If you thought 2016 was bad, here's because it's the psychological aspect of it. You're now going to have to live with 8 years, right?
Yeah.
So the people that hate Trump, they're going to look at it and be like, oh my God, 1/10 of my life is going to be spent with Donald Trump as my fucking president, and they're going to lose their fucking minds.
I have to agree.
Don't think they're going to riot?
In 2016, people were primed for depression.
I don't think they're going to.
People were primed to be sad then. They're primed to be angry right now.
Yes.
And that psychology plays a big role in what happens day to day with these things. Like
we're less than 60 days out, Dakota.
I think.
Look at what's going on now.
Yeah, but I think if all this hadn't been going on right now, you're right.
I think this is just the warm up, man.
Not a fucking
like
chance,
you look at what just happened to Jacob Blake and what went down and out there, like over that. That's a small town.
How many riots you seen that you haven't gone to look for?
What?
Since all this has been going on, how many riots you seen that you didn't go look for?
Well,
I've stayed the fuck away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you. Like,
they might
protest. They might, you know, pull.
I'm not worried
about
Austin. They're not going to be able to get away with rioting in Austin because state police will absolutely be here on the election.
I'll be glad to get this over with because even if they do a little bit, that means like you can talk. They might last. So November 3rd, they might last till Thanksgiving. Like at least all this shit, they're going to be fucking done.
I think the second this goes down, I think there's going to be a big list of indictments and a bunch of shit's going to fucking come forward.
I think the problem you've got is not the riots, but so I think probably the middle of October, we've got one more something that's going to cause the world to end, right?
Yeah.
Like there's something else. There's one more coming.
Well, later this month, Congress is voting on whether or not to legalize weed.
Yeah, federally. There's that.
Federally. And then the other one, and this is the October surprise that I've heard, was that the DOJ is going to go after Google for antitrust.
That's been building for a while.
But I heard October is when they want to drop the hammer on that and say,
I think that's
fuck you.
I think that's a mistake.
Yeah. I do too.
But if
I'm Trump, I tell the DOJ to wait until after the election.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you don't want something like that interfering. Why would you want to start a battle with tech? Like you should. He should be focused on. Like if he wants to drop information on Ghislaine Maxwell, absolutely do it. And you can say that that's rigging the election or whatever. But if you fucking catch a guy and you can expose all your enemies, why the fuck would you not do that?
Well, the rumor is that's going around now because Facebook yesterday said we're going to limit political ads.
After October.
And it's, I think because they're already realizing what's happening in the shift of like, all right, well, how do we stop Trump with all of this shit? Just looking at our YouTube page, which has been fucking shadow banned forever. Mm. It was 6 months where we weren't allowed to have a subscriber or something like that because of that Alex Jones episode. Mm. There was a bunch of comments on there that were hidden. That was like, hey, you have to approve these because we think these might be spam. All of them had the word Trump in them. Mm. And so I had to go in and personally start approving these. And I was like, after 100, I got exhausted with it. And I was like, I'll come back another day to do it. But it was the word Trump in 2020 in it. And they were all shelved. So the public couldn't see them. And these are on just normal comments on a fucking YouTube page, for Christ's sakes. I think it's going to get way worse. And I think Jared's correct, man. There's going to be a boiling point.
I'm not really worried about Austin. So.
I'm not worried about the world, man. It ain't going to be any worse than it already is.
We say that every day.
We ran out of toilet paper 4 months ago.
Not a snowball chance in hell. I think the problem you're going to have is that, look, the Democrats are already setting it up. You know what I mean? They're trying to build this, so they're the ones that want this mail-in ballots, right? Mm-hmm. They want that. So Trump's been, at least the Democrats are getting a little smarter, right? Like I am proud of them for that. But like they're starting to use what he says as the switch, right? So they want the mail-in ballots. he's saying that they're not going to be accurate and it's going to be cheating going on. So the Democrats already know that they're going to lose. So Hillary's already setting it up that they lost, that when they lose, that it was all because everybody cheated, right?
Right.
So they're trying to turn what he's saying around on him. I think that that's what you're going to see.
I think we're going to be in a 10-day mess of the election fraud. Arguing, even if he wins.
I bet the Democrats don't concede before January.
Florida is going to go through a fucking recount again. Like, there's going to be recounts ordered and all this shit.
I think that Trump will have won by 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
I do too.
As soon as the ballots come in from the major cities in the Midwest, I think he'll have won the Electoral College already, probably with about 360 to 370.
This is going to be interesting. It's going to be fun.
And here's, by the way, I would agree with that, Dan.
We're doing like a 90-hour show.
7 hours that night. We start at 7. When the polls close here is when we go live on air, and like we'll go as long as they have a winner. But I'm with Dan in 11:30 p.m., and I'll tell you why. With the Electoral College, I think Trump will win, and I think it'll be pretty obvious. The problem is the Democrats are going to say that most of our voters mailed in ballots, and they aren't accounted for yet. So the chaos of this thing going out until January is like, wait, we got to wait until all this is mailed in to declare a victor. But by that point, Trump will have already gone on TV at 11:30.
They can do whatever.
Declared himself the winner, and that's it.
And there'll be 3 days of press about how he's declared himself king before whatever the fuck and all that bullshit. It'll come out that he actually won. Anyways, it's not a matter of votes and how they're counted and all that shit. This is just basic fucking data science, right? So there are so many people registered in each county, and when you get X amount of votes from each county, you know if that county won or not, right? Mm-hmm. And you also know what remaining portion of that county is left and what percentage of them will likely be left or right, Democrat or Republican, right?
Correct, yeah.
And then you expand that to from the city to the county to the state. So they know very early in the voting process who won and who didn't in most of these states.
And you'll have that guy from CNN just gritting his teeth against that map going, all right, in Hayes County, there's a couple named Sue and Larry Bird who might go and vote Democrat. We just need these two. And you're like, no, dude, it's fucking over. Yeah. The election is over. Trump will get on as fast as he can that night, declare himself the winner. He'll have won. Democrats will then push this out weeks. Well, let's wait till the mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots will come. He will still win. And then there'll be more crying, and you will see that fat, fucking half-circular haircut girl screaming in the fucking courtyard during the goddamn.
Do you think she knew?
Do you think? Do you think anybody's like tracking her whereabouts?
I want her on the show, dude. we've tried to figure it out. Same with the black guy and his dick.
Yeah, he's dead. He died in 2011.
In 2011. Yeah. But we wanted him, and we want her. The woman screaming, and I think somebody should pay her to go back at least. It'd be a nice recreate, you know, recreate.
Seattle's going to be on fire. Portland's going to be fucking burned to the ground.
Yep.
Well, San Francisco.
But I mean,
New York.
At least it rains a lot in the fall in the Pacific Northwest.
Who cares about those places?
No, I don't care at all,
Me neither.
We said this on the news. I said this on the news yesterday. Here's the problem that we have right now. These motherfuckers keep electing people like Ted Wheeler. Then have at it, brother.
Yeah.
You're off the list. It's like if you became friends with somebody that we really didn't like and you wanted to bring them around all the time, we wouldn't call you to hang out anymore.
No, it's like if you were hanging out with a Klan member, we would be like, dude, you're done.
You don't call me to hang out anyway.
He is a complete liar. He's a complete liar. You check his phone records. I've called him hundreds of times. You don't like me.
You guys like, wow. Like
we were at your house last weekend, for Christ's sakes.
That was 2 weeks
ago. For Christ's sakes.
Yeah, no one told me.
We got an in-studio drinking bro of the week here. Jared, why don't you tell us who it is?
We have a long time listener, long time friend. Casey and I met in the prime year of 1996.
Come on in, Casey. Come on up, brother.
Good luck.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. There's no way it's just clean eating and working out. You are on steroids, dude.
Wait till he
gets on camera. You are on steroids.
What is this that he's
what
got?
What did you bring? Did you bring something? What do you have here? You pulled out a picture, some form of picture.
He's got
put the headphones on. There you go.
Some sort of gift.
There you go. Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Happy to be here.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I mean, I've been watching this since you guys started in the very beginning, episode one. I think it was Pegging Explained.
Yeah, dude. Yes. What's the picture that you have down here?
Yeah, so one of my buddies and another listener of the show put together a little tribute for Jared.
And so, oh, look at that.
So I wanted to reveal that. This is my friend Alex Stowe. May this rebud.
No fucking way. Point it to that camera right there.
That is the greatest logo ever.
So this is original art, Lord Hot Dog.
God, dude, that's so good. Holy shit. Is he an artist? That's great.
I mean, it's
that should be a t-shirt.
I love the crown and like
the whole thing. We'll hang that, that on, is, the that
yeah,
we'll
also, on the set. I also like in the top of your, like
it's
on
a,
your
it's
head.
It's a zipped pants. Yeah, it's a hot dog.
It's a sausage.
That is so good,
that's
Alex.
Awesome. That should be a t-shirt, man. That should be a t-shirt.
Just, we can have that poking up everywhere. Just boop.
That's great. Who
like
made
Kilroy?
That?
So this is my buddy Alex Stowe that put this together.
Does he have a company? If you want to shout out his company, if he makes those,
they're kind of just doing it for fun.
Really?
Yeah, they have a wood burner down there and just making.
Yeah, we'll tag his Instagram.
Oh, no, he's up in Seattle, north of us.
Oh, he's up in Seattle. Yeah. Is he in Chaz or Chop?
Not anymore.
He's living in Chop. That's great, man. Shit, dude.
We met in 1996.
You guys did?
Yes.
Chat room.
No, seventh grade in Paulsbow Junior High.
How do you stay friends with all these people from childhood?
Because I don't, burn my friends.
I don't know.
Isn't that a way to judge someone's character when they have a lot of friends that have spanned for over 20 years?
It is, actually. It is. Barely.
Yeah, but him and I used to make videos when we were 11, 12, 13, 14 years
in
old.
In Florida?
In Washington.
What's the... Oh, okay. It's right. Cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
cerebral palsy.
So then, we both went off to careers and came back to the film industry. He's now in the film industry. He's been doing it for a long time.
No shit. What do you do?
I'm a gaffer.
Oh, dude. How do you like it?
I love it.
Are you in L.A.?
No. Working in Northwest.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so I run a little lighting company up there. We do a lot of stuff for, Amazon, Microsoft.
Oh, shit, dude. That commercial money's sick, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the best there is.
We've tried to convince two different production studios owned by friends of ours to go into commercials as supplemental income. They're like, oh, we don't really want to do it. All right, fine, do what you want.
Yeah.
Do what the fuck you want.
Yeah,
you,
I used to do features, you get but 150, I like making money. So.
Dude, you can get 150 grand as a production company for one dumbass commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
He's got two fully kitted out grip vans, all the lights.
Even in my production company, we did commercials, music videos, because that money supplemented the movies and everything else. Like, We did like Gatorade campaigns. I mean, the money in that Kia commercials.
Who we call if we're in the Northwest for lighting and electric.
That's fucking great, man. Welcome to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
We appreciate you being on the show. Let me ask you this. What is one crazy story about Jared Taylor that has never been told on the show that you know? He doesn't give a shit, so you can say whatever it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got one for you.
There we go.
Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, so I used to go over to Jared's house in junior high. And we'd have sleepovers, and we watched this movie, Event Horizon. And at the time, it was pretty scary. And Jared has this whole thing where he says he hates cum so much, but I know that's not true because I wake up in the middle of the night to the sound of... And I look up as I'm in my little sleeping bag, and Jared is beating ferociously under the moonlight, comes into his hand, and then he throws it at me.
Oh, my God.
No, Ross, I mean, I can still picture it. Like, it was happening in slow motion. I look up, and he looks at his hand, and spider webs, and then just, boom. And I'm like, no. I grab the sleeping bag, boom, pull it up, doom, 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 doom.
He tackled me, too.
Oh, I got him back later, and I can't tell you what I did to repay him, because it would be a sex crime, probably, but it was bad.
Oh, my God, you dirty motherfucker. Oh, yeah. You dirty little yogurt slinger, dude.
Spider-Man him.
were you just jacking off at the moon? Are you like a gay werewolf? What the hell?
Yeah, dude, back then we didn't have anything.
But I didn't stare at the fucking moon when I pounded off. That doesn't even make sense.
What made you want to throw it at your best friend?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
That's what this cum fear is. It's anxiety that somebody's going to get it back.
Dude. Yeah, that's exactly that has to be.
He knows
it
he's guilty, and he knows it has. He has it coming. Pun.
Nailed it. Boom. Yeah. Holy shit.
So if you're out there, and you see Jared Taylor in public, sneak off right quick. Cum in your hand and slap him in the fucking face with it,
or throw it on him.
No, do not.
Yeah, just give
that.
It a quick toss,
just,
man.
Just stop it. Stop it.
Jared. You brought this on yourself. You're the one that brought this asshole.
Every action.
You knew he was going to say this.
Opposite reaction.
You knew.
Dude.
He knew what he was going to say.
That's fucking... It's the worst story ever.
Don't
lot of shows. That was not something I was expecting. I was like, oh, Jared fucked my mom.
Oh, yeah. He's been a degenerate for many years.
So we, tomorrow, start shooting a documentary. We made a movie 17 years ago together called Cops in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And we're remaking that tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. So is that real?
Dan is going to be, Dan is one of the leads as Kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking all of our know-how of filmmaking and everything. So you're going to see the original.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then see what we now made now.
That's great. It reminds me of that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they remade Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except for they went in blackface for it. Yeah. Which I might do it. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
It's 50-50 each day showing up to the studio whether or not I have blackface on. Usually Jojo has to clean me off before we go on camera.
Yeah, he talks you down of like, hey, man, they will definitely pull our show now. If they were pissed about Alex Jones, the blackface one's definitely going to get roped down after that.
I feel like we could probably do a whole show on blackface.
Not one prayer. Not today.
Why not? Who's going to say something?
Google.
Yeah. Yeah. Google.
The Google machine.
Yeah. Oh.
You would be deplatformed by everyone simultaneously just from the media.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. You'd go down in flames in 2 seconds, dude.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's fine.
What you want to do is save that till after you get the Rogan deal.
Yeah.
And then you're like, last episode, you're like, well.
First episode. But what the first thing Rogan did was let them cut a bunch of shows out of his fucking catalog.
Yeah, 43 are missing.
Yeah.
43 really? Episodes. Yeah. All the Alex Jones shows. Tommy Chong.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, Milo. Really? All the guests that we've had on the show. Yeah. Dead serious.
Spotify made him pull, huh?
Yeah. Gone, yeah. And he's had no... Giorgio, you're a huge Rogan fan. Any update on that? Not what you're right.
He's not going to comment on it.
Not one official fucking word on it.
My guess is he's not allowed to comment on it at this point.
I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure that's a strategy.
That would be contractually in there. Yeah. So he would know that in advance that he's going to take heat for this. Shit.
But you know what else he's taking for it is $500 million. So it's like,
he's not listening.
Don't pretend. Look, everybody's fucking loyalty has a price.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yes, everybody.
Like,
absolutely.
I would kill all of you.
For $500 million.
For, like, fucking way less than that.
But I remember one of my favorite episodes we've ever done on this show was that Christmas show in Newark, New Jersey, at Ramada Inn with Milo Yiannopoulos. The two of
and
you
then
guys.
He took me to the train station.
Yeah.
Which is weird because usually.
Well, you know what's nice about Milo is like I talk to him a lot. Like I call him once a month and I'm like, Milo, how do I know if I'm gay? And he's like, wow, do dicks taste sweet or sour? I'm like, they still taste sour. He's like, yeah, you're not gay yet.
Really?
Oh my God.
Or you're just sucking homeless dudes' dicks.
Yeah.
He says if they start tasting sweet, then you know that's when you know you're gay.
That's really fucking funny.
But they still taste sour.
He's a great but that's the whole point. Like, he's a great interview. He's a great guy in real life. Same with Alex Jones. And it's like, man, if you're signing a deal like that, stand up for your friends and your things and, you know, shit. That's what made your show as successful as it was. Like, that Alex Jones show, I looked it up yesterday. 22 million views on YouTube for that.
It'll be off YouTube after December, by the way.
Correct, yeah.
That you'll have to download that video, and otherwise you'll never see it again.
Get back on YouTube?
Yeah, he did.
They allowed him to?
For now. It won't last.
It'll be gone.
What was the conversation?
Who knows, man? Yeah. I think the conversation is eventually going to be, hey, man, if you keep censoring everyone, you're not going to have any cool content. And if you want a Cartoon Network, which, you know, YouTube probably does want, like, then great. My suggestion is do two separate ones. You already have a YouTube Kids. Just do a YouTube After Dark and let comedians be comedians, man.
I saw, Brandon Rogers just advertised a new uncensored platform.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. What is it?
He said he made a video over there that would never survive on any other platform.
Let me know.
I don't know. It's on his most recent video.
I just out of curiosity, because I on Ross Patterson Revolution, I talked about the new trailer for the clown documentary he did, which looks like the funniest thing of all time. Are you?
Yeah.
So what I said was this. How do these videos of his get monetized at all? Like, does he get money from those in the back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does. But what's the rules for somebody like him?
It's only for people that are verified as 21 and up.
Like, after his Raycon commercial, like when he did that video for Raycon, that was like one of its kind. That's at any time.
I haven't seen it. What was
you
it?
Haven't?
No.
Oh my god,
the earbuds?
Yes, it's
they're one of our sponsors.
No one has ever done anything like this before. He essentially made a commercial, a 4.5 minute Raycon commercial, but as a Brandon Rogers video. So his audience adopted it and said, "Holy fuck!" Like all the comments you read, they're like, "This is the greatest ad I've ever watched."
Right.
Like I can't believe this. And then he turned around and did it for Adam and Eve next. And they all these companies are like, "Dude, we're letting you like." And even Raycon, like, I mean, I was there in the edit with them. They came back with two cuts: cut this out and cut this out.
Really?
It was his nudity. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or we had a sex scene.
You know, it's funny. So Raycon's been a sponsor of ours for 2 years now at this point. And the owner, by the way, buyraycon.com/drinkingbros will get you.
But imagine a Raycon commercial that got 1 million organic views in the first 5 days.
So you
can't pay for that.
No. And we've honestly told our sponsors that over and over and over again. We've only had one cut us for the shit we've said about the sponsor. But it's like, dude, this is real organic marketing, and this is the best way to consume it. So good for him, man. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, I want to
see the
it.
One with my kids.
Yes, yeah. It's awesome.
Like the
look,
chicken
Brandon
one?
Rogers is,
no,
the best.
The one with the kids. It's just about him babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Brandon Rogers is the best sketch comedian there is right now.
I think he might be one of the best I've ever seen,
ever.
Frankly.
Ever.
Like, you've been in the industry for a while. Mm-hmm. We've been in it for a while. We've been fans of it forever. And I honestly, somebody who, as a writer, director, actor, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody that good at sketch comedy before.
I haven't. I would maybe put Key and Peele up there, but
they're
he's pretty good.
But that's
one
a team
man.
Of guys.
Exactly. Yeah. And they've got a team of writers.
And I watched
Brandon
him write.
Brandon is one guy,
I watched him film. He does everything. He lived with me for 2.5 months.
He does everything from cradle to grave.
Yep.
He's in charge of every he's one of the more talented human beings that I've ever met in my life.
Because he used my camera guy to film a lot of these, and he would just, the camera guy had the hands, like, Brandon would move it exactly where he wanted it.
Right.
He would run three takes and then be like, all right, we're good. Got what I needed.
Like, he's great, man. He's great. He's always on the show. So the one episode we didn't air, we couldn't air, was with him. And it was 2.5 hours with him and David July. God.
David July.
We've got to have David July.
Talking about bathhouses and all that shit.
Boy. I remember when it ended, Evan was like, delete this right now.
There were too many.
Wipe every card.
There were too many people with too much to lose.
But just know, if you're a diehard Drinking Bros listener, there was one episode that was 2.5 hours that was so crazy.
Yep.
Not only did it not make it to air, it didn't even get edited. It was deleted the second
we said cut.
We said goodnight, everybody. Evan went over and just deleted the entire thing. That's how crazy it was. David July. I want to get David July like a pound of weed on this show and then really get into it with him.
It's interesting to hear about.
Yes, it is.
Like young promiscuous gay culture is very interesting.
Yes. And because we asked all of the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just stuff that we will never understand.
No.
Because there's this whole like fucking biological paradigm between men and women. Like, I've got to show that I'm strong and a provider, and she's got to show whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
It's all this stupid shit. Nah, they're just two dudes whipping each other's hogs out. Like, oh, you got a dick, I got a dick. Let's do this, man. Hell yeah.
Let's trade some sucks.
Yeah.
Let's just trade some sucks.
We're going
same
just, man. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, we are. This was an awesome show. It probably ended your career. Definitely Dakota's. He's all done. I think he just left. I think he just walked out of the building. We appreciate you being here. I love this, by the way, this artwork. We're going to have to hang this up, Giorgio.
Yeah, that's going right behind me,
it's
actually.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. For Dakota Meyer, D'Anthony Holloway, Lord Hot Dog, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.